Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So the text line has been very interesting this morning. It's been very active. 314-241-9797. Someone texted in earlier. We don't have the ability to answer the text. We can just read them. Somebody texted in a minute ago and wondered if the text line was still open for the raffle, which is, of course, the Responder Rescue ATF raffle. The answer is yes. The winners won't be picked until around noon today, so you still have plenty of time, and we desperately need more donations. Plus, there's three great prizes, thousands of dollars in prizes. So just text the word Responder to 33100. That's Responder to 33100, and you can have a chance to win. If you donate enough, you're going to maybe get dinner with me and Tony Twist out of the whole deal, or you got a chance to win one of those three great prizes. So please, please, please text Responder to 33100 and donate right now while there is still time left. Hey, if you don't mind, Ethan, why don't you queue up cut number 8, and then we'll go to our friend Ryan Schmelz, please.
The turkeys being pardoned today go by the names of Gobble and Waddle. When I first saw their pictures, I thought we should send them, I was going to call them Chuck and Nancy. But then I realized I wouldn't be pardoning them. I would never pardon those two people. I wouldn't pardon them. I wouldn't care what Melania told me. Darling, I think it would be a nice thing to do. I won't do it, darling.
You hear the turkey gobbling in the background. That was funny. Ryan, were you there for that yesterday?
I was, sir.
I'll bet you were. Good morning. Ryan Schmelz on the line for us in Washington, D.C. The president had a little bit of fun with the turkeys yesterday.
Oh, did he? Oh, my goodness. Well, and then he revealed that last year's turkeys were invalid because their pardon was apparently signed by the audit pen, and apparently they were on their way to the chopping block when President Trump brought them back and saved them just in the nick of time.
I love how
we had 4 turkeys pardoned yesterday.
That's a classic Trump line. If I shouldn't say this, but here I go saying it anyways.
Anyway.
All the media lights up when he says that because they know whatever comes out next is going to be headline worthy, I'm sure. Let's talk healthcare for a minute, Ryan. I saw that the White House floated a trial balloon that got shot down pretty quickly of trying to extend these Obamacare subsidies.
Exactly. You know, we were expecting the White House to release its health care plan this week. It has not happened yet. And this is going back all the way to Monday when we were expecting it to drop. And, you know, one of the things we're hearing is that, you know, there's been some Republican pushback when it comes to this. And a lot of Republicans have warned if this is an extension of the Affordable Care Act tax credits, this is going to be a problem. And it didn't appear this was going to be a full on repeal and replace plan. And it's gotten some pushback within the GOP. And I mean, look, the reality is that any pushback within Republican circles right now, especially on the House side, is going to be a problem for President Trump, especially if they're not going to get buy-in from Democrats, because quite simply, you know, just a couple Republican defectors is enough to kill anything in the House right now.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, have they floated the structure of what reform would look like? I mean, the biggest knock on Republicans over the years is, yeah, they hate Obamacare, but they really haven't proposed a workable fix to it.
Yeah, Senator Bill Cassidy, who chairs the Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee in the Senate, has a plan that would, you know, kind of replace a lot of these Obamacare subsidies with HSAs and FS or flexible spending accounts and health savings accounts. And Cassidy has inked that President Trump would be interested in that and has bought into that idea. But, you know, until the White House releases its paperwork, or at least what its ultimate plan is, we all know what that looks like. But, you know, are Democrats going to be bought in on that plan enough that it could pass? Are enough Republicans going to be open to that idea too? You know, those are kind of the questions as to whether or not that's going to be, you know, the direction the GOP goes with. And we haven't gotten any indication that that is where the White House wants to go, which is something that's in lockstep with what Cassidy's proposing.
And my thoughts exactly, Ryan. It seems like this is something where they're just going to have to keep kicking the can down the road yet again, because they won't be able to agree on it. Because let's be real, the healthcare system as a whole is broken. There's so many problems with it. So even if they come up with this new proposal, people on both sides are going to be mad, because it doesn't really seem like there's a good fix.
Yeah, and the idea is that they want to get something that can actually pass both chambers. So you're going to need buy-in from either a significant number of Democrats or a significant number of Republicans, or probably both. And it's kind of hard to gauge, you know, where the math is going to line up when they're out of town as they are right now. But, you know, when they come back and there's some ideas that are floated around and some discussions that are ongoing, you know, there could be some plans that could work. There's one that does extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits for 2 years that has a number of Democrat and Republican co-sponsors that does have some of those income caps and a couple other things that would reform the program, too. And it's only a 2-year extension, so the price tag is not as significant.
Yeah, that's a good point. Ryan Schmell is our guest from Fox News Radio. You know, I'm not much of a betting man. Like, I'm not opposed to it. I don't do it actively a lot. It's about to be legal here in Missouri for sports betting. But I wonder what the line is in Washington, D.C. on the likelihood of another government shutdown. Because hearing Hakeem Jeffries' reaction to this yesterday leads me to believe that the minute they don't get that vote they wanted on the subsidies, or it gets voted down, they're going to shut the government down again in January to make a midterm election point.
I think we're going to have to wait and see what that looks like, you know, because we have to keep in mind that there are parts of the government that are already funded now through the end of September. So you've got SNAP benefits taken care of. You've got Veterans Affairs funded through September. So it's not going to be as significant of a shutdown. And if they're able to get some of these appropriations bills done, they've got 9 more to go. They've passed 3 so far. You know, they could fund the Department of Defense or the Department of War for the next next fiscal year.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Which would take care of troop pay and some of those aspects. And there are some other things that can get done, too. Maybe if they get the Department of Transportation funded, that will solve a lot of problems, too. So I think it just depends on where Democrats and Republicans are able to work together. But I mean, look, yeah, there is still that fear, and everyone's got that fear that we're going to be exactly where we were come January, like we were the last couple months.
Yeah, Ryan, I heard this morning speculation. I don't know where the report originated about Kash Patel's future at the FBI. Have you heard that? And do you have any idea who's reporting on that this morning?
Well, there's been a couple outlets who have reported that I think just one had the major report that Kash Patel was being, might be getting axed at some point, or his days might be limited. That the White House has pushed back on that quite extensively, and so has President Trump himself. But at the same time, you know, you have heard a couple rumblings about maybe the back and forth that Bondi and Patel have had, and maybe they haven't always seen eye to eye. But you know, they've shot those reports down every chance they have. But you know, there are the whispers out there, but I don't know if it's significant enough to say, oh yeah, Kash Patel is definitely out.
Well, I don't know how familiar you were with him, but of course, one of the assistant deputy directors of the FBI is now Andrew Bailey,
yeah,
who was a very active and sort of right out of Hollywood attorney general here in Missouri. I mean, he was throwing out press releases and doing media on a daily basis. He would have to be the favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm him. And I've also heard Eric Schmidt as someone who could possibly be the next. Or maybe not the FBI director. I've heard him as a possible attorney general down the road if Pam Bondi were to step aside, but there's no indication that's happening.
Sure.
But, I mean, talk about a position that is that elevates your profile very quickly. I mean, the Missouri Attorney General job is that's a good job. I mean, you get two senators out of that and a deputy FBI director. I mean, geez, that's a position that elevates you,
right? It's a good point. And Catherine Hanaway, the current attorney general, I mean, she ran for governor once before. She was the first female speaker of the House, and I would not be surprised to see her elevated to some other, although she claims she's there for the duration. I wouldn't be surprised to see her in a higher position at some point as well. Ryan, happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks, y'all, so much.
You bet. We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, I would. He's right, if you think about that. Two United States senators and the deputy director of the FBI are the former attorney generals of the state of Missouri.
I'm impressed how much he knows about Missouri, you know, the attorney general position there. What's come out of that?
Yeah.
Missouri's made a name for itself as one of the places maybe where you want to be AG, and then look where you might end up.
Exactly. We're going to have to talk to Catherine Hanaway about that. I'm supposed to get together with her and have lunch, so we need to make sure we get that on the schedule for sure. All right, coming up, Kim, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim?
Well, Mark, it turns out the world's strongest woman is actually a man. So now there's some fallout from that after the organizers found out that, yes, it's not actually a woman, but wait until you hear the wild way they discovered that person is actually a man.
All right, we'll be right back.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.